It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a hurricane making land shore in Louisiana, and the effects are going to be felt in the New Orleans area very soon. We're actually starting to feel a ramp up of the rain and the wind right now. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We are here to take you through Francine, and we will be here with you after as well. WWL always with you before, during, and after the storm. And there's just a whole team of people to thank for all the work that is done. I represent their work, but I have a lot of them to thank, and we'll be talking about that this afternoon. So we always like to hear from FEMA at a time like this, because FEMA is very, very necessary at a time like this. And Roberto Baltadano joins us on WWL. Roberto, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thank you for having us on. Appreciate it.
All right, listen, FEMA is very important. Sometimes you're hated, sometimes you're loved. Is FEMA ready to deal with this storm?
We have been. As a matter of fact, for the past 3 days, we have been working in close coordination with the state officials and local officials to make sure that they are prepared to sustain, if you will, the needs that storms like this provide right afterwards. And so at this moment, we are urging everyone who's in the path of the storm to please take the storm seriously, because conditions are not only rapidly deteriorating, but they are potentially dangerous. There's storm surge, heavy rain, and flooding that is expected, in addition to widespread power outages that are likely. And just a moment ago, we were hearing about tornadoes. And so please, be safe.
Yeah, you know, we talk about this storm not being the worst of storms that we've experienced, and I don't want anybody to get the impression that it's nothing, because it is something. It is a hurricane, and, you know, you can talk about a minimal hurricane, but it's still a hurricane, and everybody needs to take that seriously. From the perspective of FEMA, what is your biggest challenge as the storm is coming ashore?
So the first thing is exactly that perception you were speaking about. You've heard this before. All it takes is one. And I don't think I need to remind anyone in Louisiana about what a storm can do to a community. And so please take it seriously. Now, the good thing is that FEMA, along with the federal family and partner organizations, like I said, have actively been coordinating the response efforts across all affected regions. We have urban search and rescue teams that are prepared to respond even when needed. We have water, meals, generators, and a range of other communities that are in regional distribution centers. So we are ready to respond and support the state in their response. Now, as the storm progresses, and this is very critical, it is crucial for everyone who's listening now to stay informed. Please monitor weather updates by using trusted sources. Follow guidance from your local officials. Now is not the time to evacuate. Now is the time to hunker down, stay off the roads, be safe. Please, if you need to communicate, text rather than call when communicating with loved ones. That helps in keeping lines open and for the emergency responders. If you have an emergency, of course, dial 911. If you have questions related to your needs, if you're somebody with a disability, somebody who may have a question in relation to the storm, 211 is the number to call for questions. 911 is the number to call in case of an emergency. And remember, please stay off the roads.
All right, so if anybody has questions, they can just dial 211.
Yeah, there's a couple of options you have. If you have access to the internet, you can go to emergency.la for Louisiana.gov. That is, again, emergency.la.gov. You could also dial 211 for things like shelter information after the storm, for example. If you're out of power, you're somebody with a disability or medical need and you need to go to a shelter, 211 is a resource to call. And we do have, obviously, some recommendations of things you can do after the storm to stay safe. But those are the two resources the state is providing at this time for informational needs for everyone involved.
Roberto, what will you provide for citizens when this storm passes?
So the peace of mind, basically, making sure they know that not only their state and local officials are behind them and they're looking after them, but the federal family is here to support them in their job of making sure that people are safe and secure after the storm. And so you said a moment ago how people may or may hate or may not, you know, those agencies that have responded. Please trust your first responders. Please trust your state and local officials as they do take time prior to any incident to make sure they're prepared. And so they know what they're doing, and you need to make sure that you rely on them, follow their advice, and most importantly, make sure you and your family is safe. That is the best contribution each and every one of you that is listening now can do to help the first responders thereafter.
Yeah, and Roberto, I mentioned that you're loved and hated because, you know, there's always going to be that group of people that feel like you didn't do enough because I guess you can't do everything that everybody wants you to do. But I do respect FEMA for always being on the ground and being there. And we see that often in this part of the country when these things happen. We see FEMA on the ground right after a storm.
Indeed. And you know what? We live in that in those times. So obviously, with social media, there's quite a lot, and people are entitled to their opinions and thoughts, and we encourage them because that's actually some of those things are actually makes us think and realize there may be things that we can do better. However, I recognize that it is, you know, preparedness and readiness starts at home. As much as you may criticize whomever may be helping, do keep in mind that everything really starts with you at home, making sure that you're safe. And so I'm going to list, for example, some of the things that you should be keeping in mind now. You know, people in the area that are being affected, it's important you continue to follow instructions of state and local officials by monitoring local radio like you are now, television stations, updated to make sure you stay updated in terms of emergency information, knowing how to stay safe during high winds and storm surge and flooding. That is, in essence, what these storms are bringing. And the deadliest force that the storm is bringing is the water. It's not the wind. It's not the debris. It is the water. So if you were not able to evacuate, as I said, stay put now. Make sure you stay hunkered down and stay safe in your home. Make sure you have a designated room inside the house away from windows. We spoke about tornadoes. And so if you are in an area that is affected by tornadoes, being in the middle of the house away from windows is critical. Making sure you go to a high point in the house if indeed flooding is being affected in your neighborhood. Go to the highest level of the building. Again, if you're trapped, don't climb into a closet or attic. It is important you do that. You may become trapped by rising flood water, and then you have nowhere to go. That's very important. Also, make sure you stay out of flood waters. You know, as you go about after the storm, remember that storm is to bring potentially dangerous storm surge. And so make sure you stay off the roads now and shortly thereafter. You know, there is no disaster tourism, no such a thing. Stay home until local authorities tell you that it's safe to get out and go about your life, if you will. We want you to get back to that new normal when the authorities tell you to do so.
Yep. All right, Roberto, from what you know about this storm, Hurricane Francine, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for FEMA?
Well, our biggest challenge is making sure people listen and take the storm seriously. You know, it is your safety is our biggest challenge, making sure that everybody takes the advice that we're providing you, making sure that everybody follows and stick to that advice before, during, and after the storm. And so please listen closely. And like I said, now is the time to hunker down and be safe. Stay off the roads. We spoke about, for example, staying off the water. Also making sure that you are safe during an outage in terms of power outages, since we expected, you know, if you lose power and you need to have some sort of a emergency power source, use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns for emergency lighting. If you need to use a generator, use it outside. And it's highly recommended that you use it only after the storm, making sure that that generator is 20 feet away from windows and doors and attached garages, because it is that those fumes that may affect her thereafter. It is typically how people die after the storm by, you know, not following those safety procedures. You can always visit ready.gov. We have plenty of information in there, or you can download the the FEMA app where we provide you not only safety tips, but there is also after the storm, if you're affected and you need to reach out and apply for FEMA, if and when those services are activated, the FEMA app is actually one source where you can actually initiate that conversation with us.
Yeah, but you will be on the ground helping people. I mean, I understand about making people feel good, but you will be on the ground helping people who need help.
We are here. We have been here for the past 3 days. We are here now, and we're going to remain until the state basically says that it's okay for them to take over. So that is our job, basically, whenever there is a disaster of this kind. We work in coordination with states during a regular day to make sure they're prepared immediately before the storm may come in, and we coordinate all those resources that we need to have in place. So, like I said, water, food, we have search and rescue teams, and immediately thereafter, we look at the needs that the population has based on what the local authorities are telling us, and that is how we activate those programs that basically you are now speaking about that come into play to help. Yeah. So stay tuned. Stay tuned to Scoot, because we're going to be announcing should there be any of those resources for you to apply.
And Roberto, I would think that it's good to remind people that there's a bipartisanship about FEMA, and there are people who reject anybody who needs help from the government, but FEMA is there to actually help people who don't think people should depend on the government. You're there to help them anyway.
Our job is to help everybody be prepared before, be ready during, and be safe after a storm. That is the purpose of FEMA. Our mission is to help Americans not only help and recover, but doing so in a healthier way. And so that is our reason. That is our purpose of being here. And that's about the only thing I can tell you in that regard. I know people may have their own opinions, but having rely on their local authorities and making sure they trust that we do our best to prepare and to be able to help them is critical for them to be able to feel safe and plan ahead.
I agree. Roberto Baltadano, thank you for being with us, FEMA spokesperson. Important information, and I appreciate you being there for everybody who is going to need you, and people will need you.
Thank you, sir. Without you, we're nothing, because you're getting the word out.
Okay.
We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Roberto. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue to track Hurricane Francine, and we'll be back with more. We're talking to officials throughout the area. If you do want to join us with a comment or a phone call or text message, you want to let us know what you're seeing, what you're experiencing. There's a lull right now. We just had this big squall area move through downtown New Orleans, and you know I know that this is a whole area that's covered with this storm, but I can speak to you firsthand about what we're experiencing in downtown New Orleans. And if you're on the North Shore, you can assume that it's coming to you after it hits downtown New Orleans. And if I talk about what's in downtown New Orleans, you may have had it just a few minutes ago if you're to the south of the city. But I can clearly see the Crescent City connection. Doesn't seem like there's any traffic on the bridge, which is good news. But there's a lull in the rain. It's raining, but not very strong. And I'm assuming, based on what we heard earlier from Chris Miller, that the center of Hurricane Francine has made landshore to the Louisiana coast, and we'll continue to track this. Also, remember that a tornado watch remains in effect for New Orleans until 11 p.m. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be coming back with more of your comments, and we'll also get to some more of the officials in the area to let us know what's going on here with Hurricane Francine. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurricane Francine moving ashore on the coast of Louisiana right now, and the effects are going to be hitting New Orleans before long. And if they haven't hit you, they're going to hit you. And after New Orleans, they're going to hit the North Shore area. Mike Cooper is the president of St. Tammany Parish. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. Appreciate being on the air with you this afternoon.
Well, Mike, you know, I run into you every year at the Kelly Kicking Cancer Gala, which is just an incredible event for a great, great cause. And it's so nice to see you and talk to you when there's a party going on, not an emergency. But sometimes we have to talk under these circumstances. At least I get to see you under other circumstances as well. So, Mike, what do you want the people of St. Tammany Parish to know?
Well, thanks, Scoot. And it's always great to see you. As we know, and as you have been reporting, the storm, Hurricane Francine, is working its way towards the South Shore and the North Shore here in St. Tammany Parish. We're expecting strong, gusty winds as time goes on. We're expecting storm surge along Lake Pontchartrain from Madisonville to Mandeville to Lacombe to Slidell and Eden Isle. We're just expecting those tropical storm issues. We're cautioning our citizens to certainly be aware. We're urging them to stay off the highways at this point. We have some supermarkets and convenience stores and service stations starting to close down as they're letting their employees get on the roads and go home and be in a safe place. Those who live in low-lying areas, they're accustomed, unfortunately, to having their roads or properties inundated with the type of storm surge and heavy rains. So we've advised our citizens to stay in place, shelter in place, if that's the case. Or before this time, we've urged them to move to higher ground or to move to areas where they can stay with family and friends. So at this point, we're hunkered down at our Emergency Operations Center here in downtown Covington, and we're here to serve our citizens. We've got call takers here, and I'll give you the number in a minute. We have call takers, and we have different departments that are staging in our EOC, Department of Transportation and Development, Public Works, Utilities, Electrical Utilities, and so many more partners that we have, so that when the calls come in, we can provide services where needed. So we're here. Our number is 985-898-2700. And we also have a website, stpgov.org/storm. And our citizens can stay in touch with us in that regard. And we look forward to serving our citizens.
All right, Mike, let's go over that one more time. So the phone number, the call center phone number, is 985-898-2700.
That's correct.
And the website is st.gov/storm.
No, it's stpgov.
Stpgov.
stpgov.org/storm.
Okay, stpgov.org/storm. Okay, I got it. I want to make sure that everybody has that. Yeah, so one of the big problems always in St. Tammany Parish is the trees, because there are a lot of wooded area there, and the trees fall, and that causes the power to go out. You still have power now, Mike?
Yes, we do. For the most part, we do. There may be some isolated areas, and we know that many times before the storm actually hits, we experience power outages. But yes, we're blessed with having large trees and tree canopies. But in times like these, we know that we're susceptible to having high winds make our tree, down our trees, particularly the tall pine trees, and which ultimately may hit power lines or cross our parish roadways or state highways. So, year round, we take down trees, dead trees. We take down trees that are hazards, that are in our public rights of way. But it's never enough. Of course, storms like this find a way to disrupt our trees. And so we ask our citizens, to be aware of that. I know that that's The trees have caused property damage many times, and there's not much we could do at this point just to make sure that we're aware that that surely happens.
Hey, Mike, are people being cool and staying off the road?
At this point, I was out earlier, but little by little, it's been that misty rain consistent all day long. We're starting to get some bands of the feeder bands of the storm, but little by little, the traffic is diminishing.
Yeah.
So we've been urging our citizens throughout the day. I've had several. I had a press conference at 2 o'clock, and I've had several other calls with the media. And we've been urging our citizens to stay off the road. Of course, the schools are closed. Parish government and local government offices are closed, except for the essential personnel that are keeping government running right now.
You know, Mike, it's times like this that, you know, when you think about hiring a staff because of the part of the country that we live in where there's storms, you know, you got to hire people you like, because at times like this, you're kind of stuck with the whole staff together, hunkered down in a building during a storm.
That's exactly right. We've got a diversified crew here at the EOC, but they certainly know the duties of the job when they accept. And in times like these, they're working in shifts, manning the phones, doing press conferences, our public information office, human resources, grants, technology. They all have a role in keeping our EOC open and responding to the needs of our citizens.
All right. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, you're doing a great job. Let us know if there are any new developments that you want us to announce.
You got it, Scoot. I really appreciate the call.
Sure, Mike. All right, thanks. Okay, Jimmy Broussard is St. Mary Parish Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, and he joins us on WWL. Jimmy, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you. Welcome to be here.
Yeah, what do you want the people of St. Mary Parish to know? And tell me what you're experiencing right now.
Okay, what we're experiencing right now is wind speeds are up to 50 miles an hour on the central part of the parish. And we expect that to go up to 75, maybe even 80 miles an hour later on as the storm gets closer. The high wall grew tremendously that we could see on radar, but it still hasn't hit land yet, but that's due in a couple hours for us. And that's going to last duration through midnight for us. It's going to be a fast-moving storm, but it's going to take a while to get across.
You know, it seems like storms come at night, and they don't always come at night. Sometimes they come during the day, and I think sometimes when a storm... It makes landfall during the day, but it's still going on at night. And I think there's something more frightening about a storm at night than during the day. So I think we remember the storms from the nighttime activity more than the daytime activity.
Yes, I remember Hurricane Andrew real well. That was nighttime, and
yeah,
that was scary. But we have winds going around the parish right now. We set out a parish-wide curfew from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 7 a.m. tomorrow. All the police chiefs and administration in the cities wanted curfews done, and the parish president has declared that, and we set up an alert system to let all the citizens know, because the last thing we need is anybody to get stuck in the middle of a storm and hurt, endanger the public responders trying to go save them and stuff like that.
So St. Mary Parish has a curfew from 5 p.m. tonight until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Correct.
Do you ever have to enforce that? I mean, do people defy that and actually go out? Do you ever have to enforce it?
Well, if we would have had a mandatory evacuation, and you see people like that walking around at night on a curfew after mandatory, you know something's up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have some people that go to work and with excuses, good excuses, you know, right, and all that. So the cops are not going to just go pick you right up. You know?
Yeah.
And they're going to take the time to investigate it.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Jimmy, anything else you want the people of St. Mary Parish to know right now?
Well, stay vigilant, be weather aware, shelter in place, and let's ride this storm out and hope for the best.
Yeah. And Jimmy, just call us if there are any new developers, anything you want us to pass on to the people of St. Mary Parish.
Yes, sir. We'll do. Oh, we got all our floodgates closed and everything. Our levees are holding, so we're good so far.
Okay. Jimmy Broussard, St. Mary Parish Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Stay safe, and thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Right. I'm Scoot on the air. If you do want to join us with a comment, we'll get to some of your text messages here. The Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I want to mention just a few people. I represent the work. Being on the air here, I represent the work of a lot of people. It's really cool that our new market manager, Dan Barron, is here. He and his wife, they were scheduled to go to Memphis, and Dan knew he wanted to be here at the radio station. I mean, he's that kind of guy, and that is great support for all of us. Diane Newman, our operations director, brand manager, you know, she is always here orchestrating everything. I mean, she's got the dormitory set up. I mean, WWL right now is basically a dormitory. And in fact, when I get a chance, when I get off the air at 6 o'clock, I'll do a video. And for those who have power, I'll post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And I'll do a little video from inside the radio station and show you how it's all set up. I'm not sure about going into that dormitory room where they have all the mattresses set up. I'm just afraid that, you know, somebody might snore. But anyway, it's all set up, and we've got snacks and food and everything here. So I'll show you what it looks like from the inside. But, you know, all of the different parishes have people set, and they're all together. The city of New Orleans has people all together, and they're just following everything about the storm to make sure that we pass the information on to you. But also our news anchors, Chris Miller, Ian Ozan, Joe Cardosi, who usually does traffic. He's in doing news. I heard Courtney P. earlier. Studio producer Coleman. Show producers Cullen Steele, Steve Geller. Steve Geller is the WWL sports director, and he's in here producing. And so we all pull together at times like this, and I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned some of those people who represent the work that I represent here on the air. All right, we're going to come back with some of your text messages. And, you know, if you're in a situation where you need to seek shelter, then seek shelter. And for some of you, it's not too late to find the right place to be before the storm hits. I'm Scoot, and we continue with coverage of Hurricane Francine on WWL. Hurricane Francine moving ashore. The storm, the head of the storm is into Louisiana. It is. It should be about the leading edge should be hitting Morgan City right now. If you're in the area and you can report to us what you're experiencing, I'd love to hear from you. As many reporters as we have out, as many reporters as Channel 4 has out, there's still more of you than there are of them, and they all do a great job. But you know, you can be a reporter too. Let us know what you're experiencing, and that helps us understand what we may be in for those who haven't gone through it yet. If you want to join us, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's really a day of just relaxing at West End. A lot of people had parked their cars in the parking lot where Robert's and Walgreens is. The flood wall, the floodgates are closed there to the lakefront, and I'm right on the other side of that. Some people have taken their boats. There's an empty lot in that area, and they've taken their boats and put them in that area just to get them on the other side of the wall. And everything seems to be set for this storm, and I don't know at this point exactly when it's expected to hit New Orleans, but we should start to feel it, I would think, in the next hour or so. Last I heard, the storm had increased a speed to 17 miles per hour, which is good news. The winds were 90 miles an hour as it was reaching the shore. Those will diminish a little bit as time goes on, but there will still be strong, sustained tropical storm winds, at least, if not slight hurricane winds at 75 miles per hour. I've got a text here that says, we don't know what all of the acronyms are. What does EOC stand for? That stands for Emergency Operations Center. And let's see, another text said, you know, sometimes we get text messages that you just know are meant for somebody else. Here's one that says, Grandma ate some potted meat last night, so now we're out of it. Big Ray wants to know if it's okay to open the big jar of jelly that you bought, because you know he loves jelly. Obviously, a text that was supposed to go to somebody else and not us. Here is another text. No, this one's politically oriented. Hey, listen, you know, I watched the debate last night, and I'm just going to make this this quick comment. I watched the debate last night. There is so much to talk about concerning the debate. I mean, it's hard for me to hold back and not want to talk about it. I took a lot of notes. We're going to talk about that, I guess, Friday will be the next day that we can talk about the debate. The information's still going to be out there. You know, the rest of the country is going about their business and things are being talked about and said, but we're not going to get to that right now. Also, Taylor Swift officially endorsed Kamala Harris. That's not really a surprise. The only question really was, when was she going to do it? Well, she did it right after the debate last night. But trust me, there's a lot to talk about, and I know a lot of you have a lot to say about that debate because there was a lot to comment on. We'll be commenting on that Friday and then, I guess, into next week. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're on WWL.
Hey, school, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I dozed off a little bit, but the latest weather around my house is the sugar cane went down flat and flatter. My back ditch is full. I had 3.5 inches of rain so far. It's light drizzle right now, but the wind has really picked up a lot. You can hear it in the old trees and the old trees I have. And my yard is flooded. And that's all I could tell you for now.
Exactly where
I can't get out because I'm in the creek.
Yeah, exactly where are you, Hollywood?
I'm on North Abbey in Thibodaux. That's
okay.
Like North Lafourche.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna get the hit before we get it. So the sugar cane is flat. I guess that's something that that happens. I've seen sugar cane fields after a storm goes through, and yet it gets flattened. It's not so deep in the ground, is it?
That's pretty well deep, but they got the machines in today. Moderation, they could pick it up, so they shouldn't have no problem with it.
Yeah. So right now around Thibodaux, you're experiencing light rain, but it's very windy.
Oh, yeah. I see the wind blowing 40, 45, at least.
Yeah.
I got me a rain gauge, but I'm going to have to get me a wind gauge.
Yeah. And you said you've got about 3.5 inches of rain?
Right. I do the weather with Channel 8, Fox 8, with Bruce Cass and all
okay.
that. So
okay.
I've been doing that since 1980. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. Well, Hollywood, I appreciate the update from the Thibodaux area, and you stay safe. If you do want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. You know, it seems like from the officials to the citizens, people are prepared for this. That doesn't mean there's not going to be damage. But it seems like we are collectively as prepared as we can be. And this is... this is really positive news because sometimes you really get a sense that people aren't taking something seriously and they're taking this seriously. We're starting to get heavy rain in downtown New Orleans. So maybe this is another feeder band, a squall line that's coming through. And this is just so indicative of these storms. But remember, we're going to be with you. We're going to be on the air with you during and after this storm, as we are with every storm. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL, and we'll be right back with more as we continue to track Hurricane Francine. We continue to follow Hurricane Francine moving ashore along the coast of Louisiana. And I just got a text about this, and we're planning to do it, even though we're totally focused on Francine. Coming up in the next hour, I want to at least make mention that today is 9/11, and something really special happened in America on 9/11. And it was not the disaster. The really special thing that happened after the disaster. And so we'll at least mention that coming up in the next hour. And then, you know, hang out with us Friday. It'll be Free for All Friday, but I guess that's going to be the first time we're going to have a chance to talk about the debate, which I can't wait to talk about because there's a lot to say. But right now we continue tracking Hurricane Francine. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text is 504-260-1870. Hurricane Francine moving ashore. The storm, the head of the storm is into Louisiana. It is. It should be about the leading edge should be hitting Morgan City right now. If you're in the area and you can report to us what you're experiencing, I'd love to hear from you. As many reporters as we have out, as many reporters as Channel 4 has out, there's still more of you than there are of them, and they all do a great job. But you know, you can be a reporter too. Let us know what you're experiencing, and that helps us understand what we may be in for those who haven't gone through it yet. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's really a day of just relaxing at West End. A lot of people had parked their cars in the parking lot where Robert's and Walgreens is. The flood wall, the floodgates are closed there to the lakefront, and I'm right on the other side of that. Some people have taken their boats. There's an empty lot in that area, and they've taken their boats and put them in that area just to get them on the other side of the wall. And everything seems to be set for this storm, and I don't know at this point exactly when it's expected to hit New Orleans, but we should start to feel it, I would think, in the next hour or so. Last I heard, the storm had increased a speed to 17 miles per hour, which is good news. The winds were 90 miles an hour as it was reaching the shore. Those will diminish a little bit as time goes on, but there will still be strong, sustained tropical storm winds, at least, if not slight hurricane winds at 75 miles per hour. I've got a text here that says, we don't know what all of the acronyms are. What does EOC stand for? That stands for Emergency Operations Center. And let's see, another text said, you know, sometimes we get text messages that you just know are meant for somebody else. Here's one that says, Grandma ate some potted meat last night, so now we're out of it. Big Ray wants to know if it's okay to open the big jar of jelly that you bought because you know he loves jelly. Obviously a text that was supposed to go to somebody else and not us. Here is another text. No, this one's politically oriented. Hey, listen, you know, I watched the debate last night, and I'm just going to make this this quick comment. I watched the debate last night. There is so much to talk about concerning the debate. I mean, it's hard for me to hold back and not want to talk about it. I took a lot of notes. We're going to talk about that, I guess, Friday will be the next day that we can talk about the debate. The information's still going to be out there. You know, the rest of the country is going about their business and things are being talked about and said, but we're not going to get to that right now. Also, Taylor Swift officially endorsed Kamala Harris. That's not really a surprise. The only question really was, when was she going to do it? Well, she did it right after the debate last night. But trust me, there's a lot to talk about, and I know a lot of you have a lot to say about that debate because there was a lot to comment on. We'll be commenting on that Friday and then, I guess, into next week. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're on WWL.
Hey, school, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I dozed off a little bit, but the latest weather around my house is the sugar cane went down flat and flatter. My back ditch is full. I had 3.5 inches of rain so far. It's light drizzle right now, but the wind has really picked up a lot. You can hear it in the old trees and the old trees I have. And my yard is flooded. And that's all I could tell you for now.
Exactly where
I can't get out because I'm in the creek.
Yeah, exactly where are you, Hollywood?
I'm on North Abbey in Thibodaux. That's
okay.
Like North Lafourche.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna get the hit before we get it. So the sugar cane is flat. I guess that's something that that happens. I've seen sugar cane fields after a storm goes through, and yet it gets flattened. It's not so deep in the ground, is it?
That's pretty well deep, but they got the machines in today. Moderation, they could pick it up, so they shouldn't have no problem with it.
Yeah. So right now around Thibodaux, you're experiencing light rain, but it's very windy.
Oh, yeah. I see the wind blowing 40, 45, at least.
Yeah.
I got me a rain gauge, but I'm going to have to get me a wind gauge.
Yeah. and you said you've got about 3.5 inches of rain?
Right. I do the weather with Channel 8, Fox 8. with Bruce Cass and all that. So okay. I've been doing this since 1980. So
wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. Well, Hollywood, I appreciate the update from the Thibodaux area, and you stay safe. If you do want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. You know, it seems like from the officials to the citizens, people are prepared for this. That doesn't mean there's not going to be damage, but it seems like we are collectively as prepared as we can be. And this is... this is really positive news, because sometimes you really get a sense that people aren't taking something seriously, and they're taking this seriously. We're starting to get heavy rain in downtown New Orleans, so maybe this is another feeder band, a squall line that's coming through, and this is just so indicative of these storms. But remember, we're going to be with you. We're going to be on the air with you during and after this storm, as we are with every storm. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL, and we'll be right back with more as we continue to track Hurricane Francine. We continue to follow Hurricane Francine moving ashore along the coast of Louisiana. And I just got a text about this, and we're planning to do it, even though we're totally focused on Francine. Coming up in the next hour, I want to at least make mention that today is 9/11, and something really special happened in America on 9/11. And it was not the disaster. The really special thing that happened after the disaster. And so we'll at least mention that coming up in the next hour. And then, you know, hang out with us Friday. It'll be Free for All Friday, but I guess that's going to be the first time we're going to have a chance to talk about the debate, which I can't wait to talk about because there's a lot to say. But right now we continue tracking Hurricane Francine. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk in Texas, 504-260-1870. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.